24th chapter of the book of Exodus. Starting with the first verse, said, "And he said unto Moses, Come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off." And Moses alone shall come near the Lord. But they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord hath said will we do." And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and built an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. He sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings, and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has said will we do, and be obedient." And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant, which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words." Then went up Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel. They saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. Also they saw God and did eat and drink. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Come up to me into the mount, and be there. And I will give thee tables of stone, and a law, and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them." And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, "Tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matter to do, let him come unto them." And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and gat him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Hebrews. Tenth chapter. Tenth chapter, first verse. Then we're going to read some out of the 11th chapter, and then we'll also read some out of the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. 11th chapter, 28th verse. By faith he forsook, this is talking about Moses. It's 27th. I'm going to read the 28th. I'll read the 27th, and I'll read the 28th. By faith he, let me back up to the 24th. Get it out. It says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. 12th chapter. Going to start with the 18th verse. I could read the whole chapter. We're going to start with the 18th verse. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Now, maybe correctly reading. I'm just, as I told you, I'm just going to mind the Lord. There's no reason this morning for me, they may be for you, but there's no reason this morning for me to quench that I have, or that the Lord has given. You might say, preacher, it's not preaching time. Well, you're going to have to talk to somebody else about that. There ain't a whole lot I can do. Brethren, when it comes to when the Lord speaks and when he brings to pass, I'm going to preach to you this morning an old, old story. An old, old story. One brethren that the Bible said in talking about Moses in the book of Exodus, and not just Moses, brethren, you can read through that of Leviticus and Deuteronomy and all these other books. But I read to you in a place where it said that he took the blood and he sprinkled the book and he sprinkled the altar. And then he took the rest of the blood and he sprinkled the people. Amen. And the people said, that of the commandment of God will we do. Amen. That wasn't what Moses, my friend, was asking for, nor God, but brethren, that's what the people give. Amen. And they said, we will do the commandments of God. I want to talk to you this morning, brethren, about the blood. The blood. There's a lot of folks don't like brethren that of religion that even speaks about blood. But brethren, we're based.
Yes.
We're based, my friend, on the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory, thanks be to God.
Bless him, Lord. Yeah.
There was blood in the days of Moses. The blood of a bull or a heifer. Brethren, the firstborn.
Yeah.
Brethren, without spot and without blemish. Yeah. It took the blood.
Amen.
They couldn't bring the sacrifice without the blood.
Amen.
The blood had to be in it.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
It was alive.
Yes.
Glory!
Amen.
It was alive.
Yes.
The life of the kingdom of God is in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Is it not?
Yes.
There's some things you might say, preacher, we've heard this whole story, but you're going to hear it again.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
There's no reason. You go back and you find out about the blood.
Yes.
Now, if you want to study about the blood, it's going to take you a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a whole lot of reading.
Yep.
Now, I'll guarantee you one thing. That blood that they used in that day, it could not bring remission of sins, my friends.
Amen.
It couldn't. It couldn't make them clean. Brethren, all it could do is atone. And it only atoned for a year. Once a year. Brethren, they brought these sacrifices. It was the same thing they was doing when Jesus came into this world. When he entered into the synagogue. And he said, "You've made it a den of thieves, my friend."
Amen.
Yep.
But it takes the blood. There's no way around the blood. There's no way this morning. I'm just going to be honest with you. My friend, if you take the blood out of this body, brother, this body won't live.
Amen.
It won't do it. There's things in the blood that keeps this body alive. Yes, sir. Brethren, they could not bring a dead sacrifice. They had to bring a living sacrifice. One that was alive. Couldn't be a roadkill. No, sir. Couldn't be one that fell out by the way. Brethren, it had to be living. There's a reason. Brethren, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews also that earthly sanctuary, brethren, was dedicated by the blood of the Lamb. But brethren, we're dedicated by the blood of Jesus today.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
We've not come to that mount that cannot be touched. No, sir. Or it might not be touched. We've not come to that place. Brethren, they was some of the elders we read to you there. They are 70 of the elders, not counting Aaron and Abinadab and those. Brethren, but they could not go further. They could only go to a certain point. And they saw, the Bible says, they saw the Lord, my friend, and they didn't recognize him. Brethren, that's a man, you know that. Woo! Then when they finished eating, the Lord told Moses to come up, didn't he? Come up, the blood. Brethren, they took the blood in that day and they sprinkled the altar. And they sprinkled the people. Yes, sir. And they sprinkled the book. Brethren, and one writer said, in almost all things, brethren, was purged by the blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission.
Amen.
None.
Amen.
You can't, brother, they couldn't come before God without the blood, my friend.
Amen.
They couldn't do it. Folks, me and you ain't either. We're not going to stand in the presence of God without the blood.
Amen.
You'll not be accepted. You'll not be recognized. Woo! Without the blood this morning. It took the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says here in the book of Hebrews, he brought it from the old right into the new. Did he not? He brought it. He said over there in the 10th chapter, he said that the blood of bulls and goats and the sprinkling of heifers, my friend, that it was sufficient for that day. It was sufficient for that day. But it's not sufficient anymore. You'll not be recognized without the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ being Preacher, you got to preach after a while. I'm going to preach now, Dad. You're going to get it now. Ain't no after a while. What I've got this morning, there ain't nothing. Nothing I can do about it.
Listen.
Woo!
Listen, Lord.
The blood. Not just the blood. Folks, I tell you, it breaks our hearts sometimes when people, my friend, will not let the Spirit of God lead them today. We've not come to that mount. We ain't come to the darkness. No, sir. We come to Mount Zion. We come to an innumerable company of angels.
Amen.
Is that not what he says?
Yes.
Right? He's talking about us, folks.
Yes.
To an innumerable company of angels.
Amen.
What does it mean, innumerable? You can't count them. You can't count them. The blood of Jesus. The blood. They sang a song. I don't know. It's just been rolling and rolling over and over in my head this morning. The blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus. They got another song out, and I ain't real good on titles. I think it's the Kingsman got it out, and it talks about the blood. I won't say the title is "What Good Is the Blood." That ain't it. It's "What Does the Blood Do?" or something to that effect. But what does the blood do? It's just not. What does the blood do, brethren? You can't come to the Lord. I already said you can't be in His presence, my friend, and be accepted without the blood.
Yeah.
Now the blood, my friend, in mine and your case, is the blood of Jesus that He shed for me and you. He shed for us. Brethren, and that blood is applied. The only way I know to tell you, that blood is applied, my friend, when a man, woman, boy, or girl get saved.
Amen.
Said your wife born again, my friend.
Amen.
Amen.
The blood gets applied.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No different than when they was in Egypt and the death destroyer came. This is typical.
Yeah.
It's typical, my friend, of what was coming. Now they couldn't be rescued. They wouldn't go be left alive, my friend, had they not been in the house behind the blood. The Bible said if their family wasn't big enough for a lamb for to gather their neighbors in.
Yeah.
And they'd be okay. But the blood had to be applied.
Yeah.
On the door lintel and on the post. Yes, sir, you had to be behind the blood. Brethren, that's what keeps us safe, folks.
Yeah.
It's the blood.
Yeah.
Under the blood, thank God.
Yeah.
That blood, my friend, you know you just can't get just a little bit of it? You can't do it. You have to get it all. It took it all. He didn't accidentally spill His blood. He gave His life.
Yeah.
Brethren, for me and you this morning.
Amen.
Did He not?
Yes, He did.
He did. The blood. It takes the blood. It took the blood. Took the blood all down through the ages of time. It's taken the blood. Now, you might think today, well, preacher, I've had people to tell me, well, I don't like that bloody way. Well, they don't even know what they're talking about. They actually don't know what they're talking about. Brethren, there's no other means, no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except by the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you'll not get Jesus without the blood this morning.
Amen.
It takes the blood. It does. It takes the blood. There's life in the blood.
Amen.
Yep. They certain people, my friend, the woman, the Bible says she had an issue of blood. Brother, and she grew worse. You know that her blood was contaminated?
Yes.
Her blood, my friend, was no good. Brother, it didn't have enough of life in it to keep her living, my friend.
Yes.
My youngest sister, when she was born, she had to have a transfusion of blood, another blood. She's always been a little darker skinned than us. And the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, she got an Indian's blood. One of them Indians. Yeah. Preacher, it don't matter. It does matter. It does matter. But she wasn't going to live. She wasn't going to be able to live with the blood that she was born with. There had to be a transfusion. And they made, so it's in the blood. I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I can tell you this much. What I read and find in this scripture, my friend, it'll teach you even some natural things.
Yes,
amen. Yes, it will. Yep. Brethren, and it takes the blood.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus is what it takes. Not the blood of bulls and heifers and the sprinkling. Now, they done these ceremonies because that they was being set aside or separated or sanctified. Brethren, it took that. The Bible says that even the high priest did not enter the holiest of holies without the blood.
Amen.
That's what was received. Brethren, was the blood. Preacher, that I've heard that all my life. Well, listen one more time. Just one more time. I can't worry this morning, and I've worried myself half sick just getting up here, my friend. Afraid I was going to have to just carry on. The rest of the service will take care of itself. I'm not going to worry about it, my friend, but I can't help what I've got. It is an old story. Brethren, there's a lot of things in question today, my friend, about what we believe. But I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, you'll not get anywhere without the blood of Jesus this morning.
Amen.
You'll not do it.
Amen.
Brethren, it was so important in Moses' day that he took the blood.
Yep.
And it was so important that they brought the sacrifices with the blood.
Yep.
Yes, they did. And they'd kill that sacrifice, and that blood would run out into two basins. Yep. Go and read it.
Yep. Bless them all.
Brethren, the Bible said that they'd take that blood and they'd put it on a goat and send him out.
Yeah.
It's called a scapegoat.
Yeah.
My friend, Jesus Christ, become our scapegoat this morning.
Amen.
Brethren, we've come to this holy city. Brethren, New Jerusalem, I'm just going to preach it to you. Brethren, I ain't waiting to get there. Thank God I'm already there this morning. Because of the blood of Jesus.
Bless
the
Lord.
Come on.
Brother, that blood of Jesus will bring us together.
Yes, man.
Not only will it bring us together, it'll cleanse us.
Amen.
It will cleanse us from all our sins.
Yes. Bless the Lord.
All our sins. Did you know? I know that most of you know, but it's a law in Georgia. I don't know how many other states got it, but Georgia has it. Always has been. Brethren, that you cannot disown your adopted child. Adopted child. You can't disown them. You can disown your own children. Your own. You can disown. But you cannot disown an adopted child. They have the rights to everything you have.
Yeah, man.
Everything.
Yeah.
But because they're adopted.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be a preacher. It ain't got nothing to do with us. Well, it most certainly does.
Yeah.
Brother, did you know you cannot even call him Abba Father without the adoption of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
You can't do it. Says, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We call him Father. I know today, brethren, we call our dads, our fathers, and what have you. That's a whole different scenario. Did you know that you don't even know how to pray without the Spirit?
Amen.
You don't know what to pray for without the Spirit. It takes the Spirit. And brethren, it's by that Spirit that we're adopted.
Yes. Amen.
Well, preacher, you said it's through Jesus. It is. You're not going to separate the Spirit and Jesus and God the Father. You're not going to separate them. They're all the same.
Amen.
They're all together. Are they not?
Yeah.
It's an old story. I know it is. But brethren, we'll not come to the place of redemption without the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. It takes the blood.
Yeah. Amen.
Always has in my lifetime, and it always will.
Amen.
Yes, it will. That's what he come for. What he come for. I'm going to reread some of that 12th chapter just to show you exactly what we've come to.
Yeah.
What we've come to. We ain't talking about somebody else off over somewhere else, and it's by the blood.
Yeah.
It's by the blood. My friend, it's something, my friend, to be a blood brother. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, the Bible says we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Also says we're kings and priests in a royal priesthood.
Amen.
Folks, that's talking about me and you. Yeah. Thank God that's the church this morning.
Amen.
Yes, it is. To the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn. This is where you've come. Can't help it. Y'all just bear with us.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
Bible says here, well, let me back up. They said, but ye are come unto Mount Zion, Sion, and unto the city of the living God,
amen,
the heavenly Jerusalem.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord.
Now, I can't bypass that, folks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to bypass that.
Yes, the Lord.
But brethren, that tells me that we come to this place.
Yes.
Yeah.
We come to the city of the living God.
Yeah.
Not a dead God. Thank God he's living this morning. Brother, he lives in our hearts. Does he not?
Amen. Amen.
The heavenly Jerusalem to an innumerable company of angels.
Yeah.
Now this has commas and what have you. He says to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. He says which are written in heaven.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Written in heaven. What did he tell the disciples? They went out and they come back rejoicing because the spirits were under subjection to them. And he told them very plainly that day, he said, rejoice not because the spirits are under subjection to you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven.
Amen.
Now, folks, I'm just going to be honest with you. Your name will never be written without the blood.
Amen.
It takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
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 Written in heaven. Written in heaven. We can rejoice, my friend, because our names are written in heaven.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something else. We didn't write it there.
Right.
We didn't.
Uh-huh.
You didn't sign your name.
No.
No, sir. It's written by the blood.
Yes.
Is it not? That's what I'm preaching on. You might say, preacher, that blood don't have much for me. Well, it's got life.
Amen.
It's got life. You ain't living.
Yeah.
You ain't living without the blood.
Amen.
No, sir. He said, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Now, did you hear that? To the spirit. This is where we've come. We've come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. We've come to the place that our name's written in heaven. We come to God, the judge of all. Now, think about that. Think about that. Where you come? Where we come? How did we get there? By the blood.
Yeah.
It took the blood.
Yeah.
Everything under the law, my friend, and in the days of the Levitical priesthood, they done by the blood.
Amen.
They even take a priest, my friend, and they take blood and put it on the tip of his right ear. You know that? Yes, sir. They were things that they done, brethren, for the cleansing of the body, but it took the blood.
Amen.
It still takes the blood.
Amen.
That ain't all. To the spirits of just men made perfect. Think about that. To the spirits of just men made perfect. These folks, my friend, that thinks they're not good enough in the sight of God. Brethren, I'm going to tell you, you're not good enough.
Amen.
Except the blood be applied.
Amen.
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 If the blood's applied, my friend, then you've been made perfect.
Yes.
Preacher, I won't have that. Well, you wasn't made in high perfection. You wasn't made in quarter perfection. And you wasn't made just a little bit perfect. Little while perfect. It don't happen that way. It don't work that way. The blood The blood. The blood. Brethren, it's through the blood. I can't help it. I know how it sounds, but brethren, it took the blood of Jesus Christ, brother, to redeem us this morning. Woo!
Bless the Lord.
And this is where we've come. Woo! Where we're at.
Bless the
Lord. Glorifies me to God.
Amen.
Let us come to the throne of God boldly this morning.
Amen.
Bless
the
Lord.
Bless the Lord.
And the Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. It's where we at.
It's
where we come. Brethren, I'm not a pilgrim. I'm not a stranger in a strange way. Thank God I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Ain't you?
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Glory. Glory. I don't have to sit outside.
Amen.
I can't help it. There's things, my friend, that people don't think we got access, brother, to, but it's Lord by the blood of the Lamb this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah! 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 Thank God! God's given me rest in the Spirit!
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Happened to you?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Woo! Happened to you?
Yes.
Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. That's where we at. That's where we've come. Thank God. He said of the new covenant. The new covenant. Brethren, I'm not under the old covenant. No more. The old. You say, preacher, you preach out of the Old Testament all the time. I sure do, and I'm going to continue to do it.
Bless
the Lord. Thank God, there's things in the Old Testament, folks, we need to get a hold of.
Yes.
We need to let them sink in our hearts this morning.
Amen.
Make better people out of us.
Yes.
Glory! Yes. Glory! Thanks be to God.
Amen.
It'll do it.
Yes.
People, my friend, don't need a dose of religion. Thank God they need the blood.
Amen.
Yes, sir. They need something, thank God, that'll change them.
Yes.
Change their life. Make them whole. Whole again this morning.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's an old, old, old story. I know it is. Thank God it is. Thank God, my friend, that it's been held down through the ages of time. And that of which they done naturally, my friend, poured right out spiritually.
Amen.
Did it not?
Yeah, it did.
Glory. Glory. He said, and to the blood of sprinkling. My preacher, I don't know about that blood of sprinkling. He said, this is where we've come to. He said, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Amen.
Brother, it speaks better things than that of Abel's blood.
Yeah.
Abel's blood cried out, but I want you to know Jesus' blood Thank God it brings life. Life to me and you this morning. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
There's no reason, my friend, for a child of God, my friend, to run around with her head hanging low.
Yeah.
Amen.
Head all bowed down. Well, the world's on me. We'll get it off of you.
Yes.
That's just a fact.
Yes.
Brethren, it still takes the blood, folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ain't figured out what I'm preaching on. I'm preaching on the blood.
Yes.
Brethren, it still takes, thank God, the blood of Jesus.
Listen,
yes.
Lord.
It still takes an old-fashioned, my friend, conviction of the soul.
Yes.
Something, my friend, that'll tear that heart apart.
Yes.
Brethren, something that'll explode it. Brethren, for the blood of Jesus can do its work this morning.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Break, broke. Brethren, bring all the broken pieces to Him. Brethren, see if He won't put them back together.
Amen.
He will.
Yeah.
He will. And I'll say this, when He does, thank God it'll be right.
Amen.
It'll be put back.
Yeah.
Brethren, there's no reason for me and you to doubt.
Amen.
Thank God, God is our helper.
Amen.
Is He not? Brethren, He's our all in all. Thank God. The blood. You ain't get nothing. Thank God, get the blood.
Bless Him, Lord.
Preacher, I don't understand all of what's going on. The fact of it is, you don't have to understand it all. Just accept it. Thank God and let Him teach you as you go.
Amen.
People today, beats all I ever seen. People today, my friend, so concerned about this world, my friend, and everything that's going on in it. And I got news for you. Without the blood, you gonna die and go to hell this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
That's something. That's something to be concerned about. There's a, they got no song. I listen to songs a good little bit, I guess. A little more than I should. They come out with a song, Liar, Liar. Liar, liar, liar. You're going to spend your time in the fire. Preacher, I don't like that sound of that song. Liar, liar. If you're a liar, you're a liar, my friend. You'll spend your time in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
What the book says.
Yeah.
It's not what I say. It's what the book says. I thought, boy, that's pretty bold.
Bless the Lord.
It probably won't reach the top. It probably won't. There ain't nothing like the blood of Jesus, folks.
Amen.
There ain't nothing you, there's not anything me or you can do about it. Did you know that? Why? Why would you want to do something about it? Do you know people, a lot of times they get saved and they'll get in church and they'll just sort of motor along. As Bruce said, dude, I wish you'd have been here and heard Bruce. I really do. From the depths of my heart. It ain't too good running around in first gear. We had to pick up a car this week, and I walked in the door down there, and we had a little guy with us, and they they looked and handed us the key, and he said, it's manual. On the way down there, this young man, he said, I ain't never drove a Jeep. He said, I want to drive that Jeep. And I said, that's fine. You can drive it. Went in there and handed the keys and said, it's manual. The man said, it's manual. It's manual. He just kept saying manual. And I looked at the dude that was with me. I said, he's talking to you, son. He said, what's he talking about, manual? I said, it's a stick shift. He said, give me them keys. He said, I can't drive no stick shift. Yeah. Can't drive no manual. Huh? I said, well, I hand them back to him. I said, right now be a good time learning. He was petrified. Yeah. Manual. Yeah. First shift. First. Get in first. It's where you start.
Yeah.
In the manual transmission, it's where you start. Yeah. According to how it's geared and ratioed, my friend, to how you change gears. But listen, you ain't going to get very far running in first.
Amen.
This particular one was a 6-speed. That's where you want to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over in 6th gear.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Just lay up. Foot down to the metal. Let her go.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Won't be long, y'all ain't going to have to worry about speed limits. They're coming out with vehicles that won't run over the speed limit. Yeah. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with it? There's a lot of folks in the church like that.
Yeah.
They are. There's a lot of folks in the church. Well, I'm conservative. I'm just going to leave enough room, my friend, just in case. I got news for you. Just going to be honest with you. Brother, I never did run in a track meet, my friend, where I was too conservative. You hear me? You know why? Because I wanted to be the first one across that line. I didn't like track, by the way. Didn't like running either. They drafted. I got drafted. I didn't choose it. I got drafted. I never will forget the first time. You say, preacher, all that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Yes, it does.
Yes, Lord.
I got out there running the mile, what I was running, mile and 2 mile. And I run the mile, and my coach looked at me, and he said, you see that young man over there? And I said, yeah. He said, don't worry about him. I said, all right. That's all he said. Don't worry about him. He didn't tell me what. For what? I got out there. I found out what. That dude could run. He could run. He'd done way over yonder. I come around that third time, and I was, I don't know, 6th, 7th spot. I was running a pace. What my coach wanted me to do. I was running that pace. And I was right here. And there was a gentleman done rounded the curve over yonder. On that 4th lap, he said, no, I want you to pass him. I said, Son, I hit high gear. I didn't run 3rd no more, or 2nd or whatever I was running in. I put it in high. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I put it in high, and I run around. We come around, fixing to come down to the finish line. And we come around this corner, and I passed him. Passed him. I wouldn't have done that in 2nd gear. Wouldn't have done that in 3rd gear. Had to get on the move.
Yeah.
These folks in the church, my friend, that's just pacing themselves. You know that?
Yeah.
They pace themselves, and they got used to it. They got used to running just about the same pace. You ain't gonna make it. You know how to outrun. You know, that dude, they told me to pass over there. That dude, they told me not to worry about. He's just about to cross the finish line. That's how quick he was. He held the record, too, by the way. He didn't tell me all that. Brother, you'll get nowhere You'll get nowhere with the church. You'll get nowhere with Jesus, my friend, without his blood being applied.
Amen.
You ain't gonna make it. You can run your legs off. You ain't gonna make it. You ain't gonna make it. There's things, my friend, in the church that we think we need. I had somebody ask me the other day, and he said, well, just what kind of church is it? And I told him. Then he asked me, he said, y'all don't believe in that old loud preaching, do you? And I said, no, we don't believe in loud preaching. He said, preacher, you didn't tell him. I give him the side. I just give him the side. I said, there it is. I said, you figure it out.
Yeah.
They just want to pick out what's this and what's that. Everybody wants to find something, my friend, in the house of God that's comfortable for them.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something, the blood of Jesus ain't too comfortable for some folks or for a lot of folks. I'm going to have to hush. There's no need. I've done what I need to do.
Bless the Lord.
Service is yours.